This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Open for Business here on Enterprise. I've got Kwiwan on the phone line with me right now. Now, Kwiwan is the co-founder of a company called Balalang Innovasi, and what they do, and this is a really interesting story, they're a low-maintenance green roof and green wall company based here in KL, founded by three engineer best friends, and have a simple goal, and that is to return the green to urban Malaysia. And that's what I wanted to call the show today, was greening the grey, Kwiwan. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Hi, Richard. Glad to be here.
Thank you for coming on. How are you?
I'm good. Doing good.
Now, how long have you guys been around right now then?
Well, you caught us at the right time because 2 days ago was our 3-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And what kind of... I ask this question. I always start with this question. Why did you start this? What was it that inspired you to get going on this?
All right. It's a rather long-winded story, but let me try to make it brief.
We're all about stories here, Kwiwan. If you want to go long, go long.
All right. So it started off because I originally was in the construction industry. Mm. I still am in a way. So since graduation in 2010, I was in construction, and I've gotten in touch. I've seen many kinds of construction materials, a lot of ways of people construct, the way people construct buildings. So 3 years ago, a bit more than 3 years ago, my company was asked to build a green wall and also a green roof for this project. So what I did was I did the usual, which is to source suppliers and subcontractors who can do this for us. Mm. And this led me to research and find out more about the local players, who's so-called competent and who has a good track record.
Yeah.
And so that led me to this company based in Singapore, quite far away. But
yeah.
they had a little, they still have some presence in Malaysia at the time, although not big. So what I did was I contacted the person in charge, Zach, and we scheduled a meetup in Singapore. This is after I had a look at some of the local players. Mm. And so I actually traveled down to Singapore with the intention of looking at his projects and getting a feel of whether he's up for the job or not.
Right.
Yeah. So one thing led to another, and he actually showed me around the city. It was basically a one-day tour of all his projects that he's done in the island city, which included big names like the Changi terminals.
Right, yeah.
All the green walls there, and a lot of government buildings greened up their roof using his system as well. So I was pretty impressed, not just because of the scale of things there, but also because of the system that he used,
right,
which is unheard of locally. This kind of system, which I'm talking about, is a kind of system that doesn't use soil.
Right.
Yeah, so that really piqued my interest. I had to find out more. Mm. So after that trip, we eventually awarded him the contract for that job. But after the trip, I met up with him again in Johor a few months later. And in the end, we managed to work out an agreement, and I decided to try to bring his product or bring this technology over to Malaysia. Mm. And so once that was done, I had to find a team to help me.
Right. Yeah.
That's when I engaged my friends. I brought them out for dinner, had a chat with them, pitched the idea. Yes.
This is always how it starts, right?
Yes. So I sort of ambushed them with the idea, or during dinner, right after dinner, when everyone's tummies were full. Mm. And everyone was happy. So I ambushed them with the idea. I pitched it. And when everyone seemed to be on board, that's how we started. So three of us, we started a company called Belalang Innovasi 3 years ago.
Now, that's a very interesting story. Now, I love the idea of kind of vertical gardens and rooftop gardens and this kind of idea. And I've seen beautiful pictures of, you know, images from Mexico City and places like Bengaluru, where they have these flyovers that are covered in greenery, you know, self-watering kind of flyovers where very low maintenance kind of stuff. I look around here in Malaysia and I look at how green it is in some parts, and yet here in KL, how very, very gray it is. You know, is part of the long-term idea behind what you guys are doing, you know, in some way hoping to kind of green a lot of that area?
Yes, that is exactly what we want to do.
Right.
But because when you look out of your office, I mean, assuming your office is in KL and it's in an office building right in the smack of KL, you look out and all you see is
gray.
All these gray spaces, exactly. Yeah. All these underutilized spaces on the rooftops. And it's a sad sight because there's so much we can do with those spaces. Mm. And one of them that we've identified, of course, is using the green roof systems. Mm. Yeah. And just to add, our green roof systems that we've brought in and sort of innovated ourselves, it's called GaiaMat.
Right.
This GaiaMat system. And what it does, of course, like all green roofs, it would elevate the heat island effect that we have in the city. Mm. Yeah, and apart from that, of course, it has the water retention properties of helping retain water during the rainy season. And that, in turn, it's like a
self-sustaining ecosystem.
Exactly. It's a self-sustaining ecosystem. It brings biodiversity back. Mm. But also, it's also a part of a solution to a wider flood mitigation framework, if that's a thing that the government wants to do. But so far, we haven't really gotten into talking with the government yet, although we've approached some local authorities. Mm. Yeah. And
I mean, it doesn't seem like, you know, rocket science. This is a solution to a whole bunch of larger problems. You know,
exactly,
it brings pollution down. It helps with noise inside cities, flood mitigation, as you've said, water retention as and when you need it. It self-sustains, it self-waters to a degree. You know, it kind of, you don't really need to do too much maintenance to it as well. And it beautifies the city.
Yeah.
Which city would not want to do that?
but prior to this, Richard, is that in Malaysia we didn't have this kind of technology brought in. We still relied on the very traditional, conventional way to green up roofs, which is to put in soil, put in your drainage layer, and put in the grass, which would take up like almost half to 200 millimeters of these planting medium, and that gives your building a whole lot of extra weight.
Right.
And that in turn translates into cost.
For sure.
For the developer or the client.
Can you tell me a little bit about the technology without giving too much away? I know you guys, I'm pretty sure, be quite secretive about some of it, but can you tell me, you know, roughly what and how it works?
So the concept is straightforward, whether for walls or the mat system. We have the Gaia wall and the Gaia mat system.
Right.
So how it works is basically just replacing this thick layer of soil with a medium that can sustain certain species, but also replacing it with a medium that is very lightweight, thin and lightweight.
Right.
Yeah, so the other thing about this system is that we have to use tried and tested plants, tried and tested by us, so that they can really sustain themselves on the system.
Right. And are these tried and tested plants local?
Yes. We have some local species and some, what they call it, assimilated species.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And also some foreign species. Mm. So it depends on what the clients want. We can actually mix and match.
Okay.
Yes, yes. But all of these species share a common trait, which is that all of them are very hardy, meaning that that there could be a problem with the watering system for 2 weeks and they could still survive. Right. Yes.
Okay, let's take a short break here, Quiwan.
Yep.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm on the phone with Quiwan. He is the co-founder of Belalang Innovasi. What they do is that they put up green walls and they green roofs. They're using a fairly new tech, which I'm hoping to talk to Quiwan a little bit more about after the break. But don't go anywhere. We'll have more on this here on Enterprise, on Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Begin fun moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business here on Enterprise. I'm on the phone with Quiwan. He is the co-founder of Belalang Innovasi. They're a low-maintenance green roof and garden wall company based here in KL. They specialize in urban green technology that artistically integrates green living into modern constructions. So, Quiwan, we were just talking briefly before the break about some of the technology that's involved with this system. Now, previous systems, as you mentioned, tended to be soil-type systems. They tend to be quite heavy. In terms of cost, though, how does your system weigh up to a traditional type of system in cost? Are you cheaper or more expensive?
Upfront cost, I would say that our system may be a little more expensive. But when you take into consideration the maintenance cost in the long run, our system would definitely fare better.
Right. Of course you're going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But in terms of maintenance, because a lot of green roofs and green walls in Malaysia, I don't know if you realized it or not, when they first install it, it looks grand, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
But like 2 years down the line, you come back and you see a patch of brown.
Because they don't want to have to pay people to maintain it.
Exactly.
Right.
So that comes into play. So the longevity of your green roof and green wall, it has to be a factor that you need to consider. Yeah.
What's the biggest project that you've worked on so far?
So far, the biggest project in terms of scale, I would say a private residence here in KL, which employed us to build this green wall that's about the size of half a football field.
Somebody has a big house.
Yes, yes. But in terms of complexity, I would say working with a local developer for green roof, because that involved more players, architects, construction, I mean the main contractors, and there was more coordination that needed to be done. Yeah.
And what would you say is the project that you've worked on so far that you're most proud of?
The project I think you're most proud of. I mean, each project is unique in their own way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're proud of each and every one of our projects because no green roof are the same. Mm. No two green roofs are the same. And each of them gave us a different challenge depending on where they are, the size of each, and the accessibility and all.
Mm.
But I think one, if I were to choose one that I think we're most proud of, I would say that our first ever green roof that we installed in Johor Bahru, that would be a green roof that we were most proud of. Because one thing, the green roof was our first ever project. We were nervous about doing it. And the other thing is that it was installed on a glass roof.
Oh, wow.
So this was a shop lot in the heart of Johor Bahru, Jalan Dobi.
Yeah.
And it was for Think City, their office. And we faced a bit of a challenge accessing the roof and installing it. But when it was done, we were filled with this pride, you know.
Yeah.
That we, I think this could be the only green roof on a glass surface in Malaysia.
What an achievement, though, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So after you managed to sit your friends down and convince them that your brainwave was a good idea, how did you manage to go around raising funds to do this? You know, after you've already convinced them, they're on board. Did you bootstrap or did you go away and speak to people and try and raise money that way before you started?
So what we did was we actually did have some funds, some of our savings put into this, meaning we were self-funded, three of us. And along the way, we did meet people that were interested. And last year, we expanded our shareholders to include people who share the same vision.
Right.
So for now, we are still self-funded with a few other investors.
Well, you've got like-minded people helping you out.
Yes, exactly. But of course, we are open to more investments from people who believe in us, believe in the idea, and believe in our technology.
I don't understand why people wouldn't believe in this technology, though. You know, I think in terms of educating people how this could benefit a city, how would we go about that? I mean, just for a moment, let's take off our business hats, right? And look at the kind of ecology of a city and look at how cities can benefit from this. How would you go about helping to educate people about how this can be good for a city?
Well, I think it has to start from the universities, I mean, the education system. Mm. Because, in fact, I actually did give some talks to universities, local universities, introducing them to this kind of concept.
Yeah.
This concept is actually not new because in Europe, they have used this for over 40 years. Yeah. This kind of system, it has a name. It's called an extensive roof, green roof system.
Right.
So compared to intensive green roof system, which is what we are used to, meaning like soil and turfing and all that, extensive green roofs usually typically is made out of lightweight materials and it's very thin and it's composed of species that have really low maintenance, which is what we have in the Gaia Mat. So when we tell them that these kind of systems exist, not just in a faraway land, in your textbooks, but actually someone is doing it in your backyard, it would be more, I mean, it would seem more feasible for them to incorporate it into their designs in the future. Yeah, so that's one way of going about it. And the other way, of course, is what we're trying to do now, which is to engage local authorities, talk to them, and get them on board with implementing like a sort of a trial project to gain their confidence. Because I think what we lack nowadays is the confidence from customers, because something new that comes into the market to try to disrupt the market, it always faces resistance from existing mindsets, conventional systems that are tried and tested. They don't want to give up that to try something new, you know.
What about if you were to speak to local businesses or something, and let's just imagine for a moment, and I might be giving you a business idea here, and if you decide to do this, I claim 10%. I'm just joking. what if you were to like speak to local businesses, perhaps, who could maybe sponsor an area of a flyover or sponsor an area of a building or something, you know, and they could do that and they could then use it for their CSR to show what people could do. Would that be a kind of feasible business model, do you think?
That could be.
Yeah.
But we haven't really explored that yet. But in the same vein, we actually did engage and work with a media company because in terms of advertisement, a lot of clients nowadays, they want their advertisement to be green.
Right.
So that's where we came in. But in terms of sponsoring us to do one, that hasn't happened yet. But it sounds interesting. It sounds like a possible idea that we should try out.
Well, yes. You know, somewhere in a prominent part of town, perhaps, you know, this wall is sponsored by X and X company or whatever. I think would speak volumes about not just the company behind it who wants to see a change in the way that the city looks and feels, but it's also highlighting a company who really is offering solutions, right?
Yes.
Okay. I've got a couple of final questions before you go. So you've been around for 3 years, and most companies that start and are fairly young have gone through quite a few phases, and generally quite a few mistakes have been made at the beginning. Have you made any particular mistakes that you think, oh, we should not have done that, or we should have done that a little bit different? Have you got any experiences that we can talk about here?
For mistakes, we did experience having a lot of mistakes when we were just starting out, especially during the implementation phase of our projects. Mm. Little details that we missed out, or we should have worked together with the designer more. Mm. But those would be minor, I think, compared to our biggest headache, which is talent acquisition.
Right.
Hiring the right people for our team.
Kuiwan, I can tell you now that every single startup that I have spoken to within the last 6 months have given the same answer.
Because it is a real problem.
Why is it a problem? What is it that has been giving you the headache? Apart from they're not the right fit, maybe, what is it?
Of course, one thing is they're not the right fit. But the other thing is that I realize it's not just about looking at the CV,
yeah,
looking at black and white, your qualifications, your skill sets, what you can bring to the team in terms of technical know-how. Mm. I think the people on our team, the people that we want to bring into our team, should be people who share the same values, the same mission. Mm. Meaning they would be very happy that they succeed together with the company. Mm. Meaning they share the same vision to green up gray spaces throughout urban areas in Malaysia. Mm. So it's not just something that they're doing to get by with. I mean, it makes sense to want to have the, you know, income and all that, but also they should also share the same vision.
Right.
They feel the passion to green up spaces like us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for spending the time talking to me today.
Could I just add something?
Of course you can.
Yeah, so regarding the green roof system, mm, it also helps us with the versatility aspect of greening up spaces, meaning like what I mentioned earlier, we greened up a glass roof, and we've just recently done a project with a highway concessionaire doing greening up a metal deck. So it doesn't mean that we can only just green up concrete roof spaces. We can now even green up metal roofing. We can green up glass roofs. So that really frees up a lot of space and brings in a lot of possibilities to all the empty roof spaces in Malaysia. Mm. Yeah. And one last thing is that, of course, nowadays architects, they talk about biophilic design.
Yeah.
That just basically means they design something to connect the building's occupants with nature. So what we do is tied in very closely to that, and we hope that our product helps with all these designers' concepts to make building occupants happier. Yeah,
because to take the stress happy away. Occupants, yes, give better productivity.
Exactly, yes.
Kuiwan, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today.
Yes, likewise.
That was Kuiwan. He is the co-founder of Belalang Inovasi. They're a low-maintenance green roof and green wall company based here in KL, specializing in urban green tech that artistically integrates green living into modern constructions. Find out more on their website. It is belalang.com.my. You've been tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.